The Gemara says on the bottom of Dalam Beis that everyone agrees you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. What's the reason for that? So the Gemara says, the famous Gezerah de Rabba. Amar Rabba, kol chayavim kiris Megillah. Everyone's chayav to read the Megillah. Veino kol bekim b'mek Megillah, but not everyone knows how to read the Megillah. So Gezerah, shemidana b'yadav, b'yadav chetzal baki, l'mod, b'avrenu Abrahamus b'shus Rabbim. We're afraid that a person is going to forget that it's Shabbos, he's going to take his Megillah and go to a baki to learn how to read the Megillah, and he's going to end up being maver d'aramis b'shus Rabbim. He's going to be over on the Isser being maver d'aramis b'shus Rabbim on Shabbos, and because of that, the Regezer not to lay the Megillah on Shabbos. So that's the famous Gezerah de Rabba. Now, Rabbi Kivegar asks a pelvic akasha. Rabbi Kivegar says, we know the Gemara in Shabbos, the famous Beis, brings down the Shita ben Azai that Mahalach Ka'imadami. Mahalach Ka'imadami means that, according to ben Azai, every time, in order to do Maver Da'alamas B'shus Rabbim, you have to do an Akirin Hanach. You have to pick it up, and you have to go put it down after Da'alamas. But according to ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'imadami means basically that every step that you take is an Akira and a Hanacha. When you take that step, you picked it up, you put it down, there's constantly an Akira and Hanacha happening every step that you take. So the Yerushalmi asks on Ben Azai, Tosis up there brings down, the Yerushalmi asks on Ben Azai, if Mahalach is coming down, then how are you ever chayav for being maver d'aramis b'shus Rabbim? It's impossible, because you can never do four amos in one shot. Every time you take a step, you just, it's as if you put it down, your Mahalach ka'aymed, it's like you stopped, and now you did an akira and a hanacha, so you never had a full d'aramis being passed through with one akira and one hanacha. So how are you ever chayav for maver d'aramis according to Ben Azai? And the Yerushalmi answers, and Echinami, the only case you could have it is b'kaifetz. It says, Mishkachas abakaifetz. We're talking about a person who jumped. If you jump for Amos b'shus Rabbim, then you'll be chayv, according to Ben Azai, because then there was no Akira and Anach in between. There's no Mahalach. You jumped. So if you jump from one Amos to four Amos, that is considered a Maver, and that's a chayv from being Maver d'al Amos b'shus Rabbim. That's what you have to say, according to Ben Azai. So effectively, Kivegar, he says, in Cain, according to Ben Azai, doesn't make sense. Why don't you read the Megillah on Shabbos? If the whole reason why you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos is because we're afraid you're going to forget that it's Shabbos and you're going to be Maver d'al Amos b'shus Rabbim, you're going to go to figure out how to lay the Megillah to mekayim the mitzvah. So Bishma Lidi Don, that you know, you're chayv for walking d'al Amos b'shus Rabbim. So that's exactly that makes sense. You're going to take your Megillah, you're going to walk outside your house, you're going to forget that it's Shabbos, you'll walk d'al Amos b'shus Rabbim. According to Ben Azai, if the only way you're chayv from being Maver d'al Amos b'shus Rabbim is b'kaifetz, is by jumping, then the Gzer doesn't make any sense. What are we worried about? That a guy's going to take his Megillah to go to the Rav to figure out how to lane it, and then he's going to start jumping for Amos in the street to get there? Why would a person do that? It's something which is so not shchiach, so not mistaber, that a person is going to jump in the street, jump for Amos to go hear Kriyas Megillah. So the whole Gezer Lechar doesn't make sense. So if you Ben Azai, it's very sure. Why were they Gezer not to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos? Lechar, there is no Gezer Shem Yavirenu. If the only way you're chayv from Maver d'al Amos b'shus Rabbim is b'kaifetz. As a fact, b'kivegar yiblab shver apeldik akasha. And it's said over, the one time b'kivegar was learning with his grandson, Rebbe Eger. Rebbe Eger, as we mentioned, was nitfas l'chassidus. He became a chassid. And Rabbi Kivegar didn't really see eye to eye with him about Chassidus. It was something new. It wasn't Rabbi Kivegar's Mahalach, and they had differences of opinion about it. And Rabbi Kivegar was learning the sugya with Rabbi Label, and he told him over his kasha, then how is it Shayach Gzer Shem Yavarenu, according to Ben Azai, if the only way you're chayv is b'kaifetz, why would a guy be kaifetz? And Rabbi Label heard the kasha, and right away he said, what's the kasha? That's not a kasha. You're going to do a mitzvah. You're so excited, you're going to jump. You jump with joy, and you can't hold back. Of course you're going to be kaifetz to run ahead and do the mitzvah. That was Blabla's reaction to the kasha. And when Rabbi Kivegar heard that, it said over that he chapped. He says, "Oh, now I understand what Chassidus has to offer. If that's what they teach you, the chashivas of a mitzvah, they're willing to jump to do a mitzvah. Now he understands Chassidus." And he was more nicha with the choice that Blabla made. And al kopanim, that could be a yishuv to Kivegar's kasha. That would be the case of kaifetz. That's why it's not so non-shchiach, the way Rabbi Leibler wanted to learn him. We mentioned earlier in the end of Maseches Tainis, the Gemara over there says that Lo Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a machal at tzaddikim, and all the tzaddikim are going to sit in a circle, and they're going to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle and say, Zashem Kivinu Lai, and we're Masber, B'Shem Rabbi Kivegar, that what is the sinning of sitting in the circle and pointing towards the middle, that every tzaddik during his lifetime thinks that his mahalach is the mahalach, and then Lasa Lover, we're going to see that really all the mahalachim ended up pointing towards the same spot in the middle, bringing us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll chab that all the mahalachim are really emes. And we pointed out that this Vart from Rabbi Kivegar is quoted by Rabbi Leibler Eger in a Sefer Tiras Emes. He quoted it b'shem his grandfather. And I'm wondering that maybe it's mistaber if you put these two stories together, perhaps what Rabbi Kivegar said was really a result of this maisa we just mentioned, that even though he did have chiluk ideas with Rabbi Leibler about his mahalach of chassidus, but after he heard this teretz and he said, oh, he understands now what chassidus has to offer if he gives you this insight into the chavivus ha-mitzvahs, So maybe that is what brought about the other Vart that he said, that Lasid Lover, we're going to see that all the Malachim are MS, and this is something that was Nagia to him and Reb Leibler, where he saw that Reb Leibler's Malach was also MS, Hashem Kivinu Lai, that as long as everyone is pointing towards the middle, everyone's trying to come to the middle to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Taka, all the Malachim could be MS.